Title, I'm John Stell, and I'm the director of TWC, the National Economics and Statistics Practice. So once we have, we now have the price changes, we have the estimates of the volumes that are being purchased by chain restaurants, we can pair those two together to estimate what are the total increased costs that chain restaurants bear that are attributable to the policy. We've done this under two scenarios.
Now joining. Name not recorded.
The range of research that we have versus the 6 billion gallon scenario, which is the high end of the range that we found. As a result, after that, we're able to come up with estimates of essentially, you know, how much do prices go up for chain restaurants as a result of the policy. You know, overall, if you look at the low end of the scenario, the billion gallon scenario, chain restaurants once the policy is fully phased in, chain restaurants essentially are paying an additional $500 million for their input costs. That's an annual figure, so that's something that they would be paying each year. If you look at the 6 billion gallon scenario, the total increase in cost attributable to the RFS is about $3.2 billion. And again, that's a number that they're going to be paying that each year going forward. If you look at for a typical restaurant, just a kind of a freestanding restaurant, again, the high-end range is about $18,000 per year, so their input costs would go up by that much. So the low-end scenario ends up being about $2,800 per year. And so these are just, you know, amounts that the companies would have to pay, and it's associated with, attributable to the policy. Now, there are, I think that, you know, kind of just a, you know, kind of wrap up and then just think about kind of, you know, we've taken an approach where we have, you know, chosen a pretty broad range of results. If you look at some of the government studies, you know, the EPA evaluation of RFS after it had been passed and enacted, you know, we have this range of about a billion gallons, 6 billion gallons. EPA estimated that the impact would be about 2.7 billion gallons. USDA has found, under a variety of studies, between 1.7 up to 3 billion gallons that's the additional amount of corn ethanol that will be used as a result of RFS. So I think that the range that we've established we feel is probably representative of the potential impact. And as a result, that ends up translating into higher costs for the chain restaurant, and those costs range between, again, $500 million per year versus $3.2 billion per year. When you look at the differences between quick service restaurants and full service restaurants, on a per restaurant basis, the differences are not that great. The quick service end up being a bigger segment of the industry, so they end up having kind of more of the dollar impacts are concentrated there. But on a per restaurant basis, the impacts really aren't that different. They end up kind of straddling kind of just $18,000 in the higher range, and the $2,900 in the lower range. So I think we've kind of done the research, tried to kind of consolidate kind of a lot of the different kind of numbers that are out there and came up, and that's how we came up with our study, relying on kind of government sources of data whenever possible, relying on kind of established and recognized sensitivities to price, things along those lines, and as a result that's kind of that feeds us to our overall impact.
Thank you, John, and thank you, Drew. At the end of the event, I'm going to go ahead and repeat some of my opening statements for the folks on the call with regard to a line issue that we had earlier. But to continue on with the agenda, now I want to introduce Ed and Judy Anderson, who are Wendy's franchisee from the state of Virginia. So, welcome.
Good morning. My name is Ed Anderson, and this is my wife, Judy.
My wife Judy and I, with our son Eddie, own a small Wendy's franchise with 4 restaurants in Virginia. We have 138 employees. I'm also chairman of Wendy's Quality Supply Chain Co-op, QSCC. It's a non-profit co-op owned by Wendy's restaurant operators. QSCC purchases food for Wendy's restaurants and is staffed by experts who study and understand commodity markets. I've never done anything like this in my life, but I have a responsibility to my employees, fellow franchisees, customers, and my family to make sure Congress knows a well-intended idea turned out to be a very serious problem, and it's getting worse. Judy and I are the face of America's small business. Today, each of our restaurants is paying $20,000 to $30,000 more per year because of the renewable fuel standard. Maybe that's not a big number for some people, but it is for us. That's $80,000 to $120,000 more dollars we're paying for food. And with over 5,800 restaurants in the U.S., that's up to $174 million more and current food costs just for the Wendy's system, 80% of which is owned by franchisees like us. I started with Wendy's more than 32 years ago as a manager trainee working for the company. My dream was to own my own business and build something to be proud of that I could bring my family into with me. But Congress passed the ethanol mandate, and now restaurants are being hit at a time when our economy can't afford it. I doubt many restaurant operators or our customers know that an EPA mandate is at the root of huge food cost increases. We're not asking Congress for a bailout. We're asking Congress to dig into the true impact of the renewable fuel standard and see how it distorted the market at the expense of small employers like Judy and myself. In particular, we're asking Congress to repeal the renewable fuel standard. This would level the playing field between the food and agricultural community and the ethanol manufacturers by eliminating the guaranteed artificial market the government created to prop up ethanol. Over time, it would return normalcy to the food supply chain so everyone competes fairly without the government picking winners and losers. PwC report confirms the renewable fuel standard causes restaurants, our suppliers, and consumers to pay more than we would under normal market conditions. We think that's unfair. Please understand, we're not anti-ethanol and we're not anti-corn. We get all our beef and chicken from here in North America. We know if it wasn't for American farmers and ranchers, we wouldn't be here. They're our partners. But EPA's corn ethanol mandate is making food so expensive, it's harder for restaurants to continue to grow and invest in new and remodeled restaurants, which would create badly needed local construction and restaurant jobs. We can't just pass these costs on to our customers. They're already struggling in the economy, and their own food costs have gone up because of the renewable fuel standard. We're appealing to Congress to study the issue thoroughly, like we have. Listen to all sides. What sounded like a good idea has had serious consequences and artificially driven up the price for food, both at home and in our restaurants. Judy and I are the kind of people that make up much of the chain restaurant industry. We're here as small business owners, as employers, and as a family to bring attention to this issue and ask Congress to take action for all of us. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
Story makes for a great segue for our next speaker. I'm very honored to have a longstanding champion of, on this issue and an expert, and a senior member of the Agriculture Committee, incoming chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Took time out of his busy schedule to be with us here today, so we'd like to introduce now Congressman Bob Goodline. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you.
So good morning. I want to thank all of you for attending this important press conference today. The study performed by PricewaterhouseCoopers is an important confirmation of what many of us already knew to be true, that federal ethanol policies, such as the renewable fuel standard, are raising the cost of food. We have seen other studies come out that have shown us that the increasing mandate for ethanol has steadily increased corn prices and the price for other agricultural commodities as farmers move land for other crop production into corn production. In turn, the effects of the increased prices have had a detrimental effect on the livestock industry, where the feed costs account for well over half the industry's operating costs. Ethanol now consumes more than the corn crop than livestock feed. This trend will only get worse as more and more of the corn crop is devoted to ethanol production. The study presented here today has taken an important step further and has shown the cost of this mandate on consumers, businesses, and workers. The study shows that by the time the corn ethanol levels are reached in 2015, there will have been a 27% increase in corn prices. The increased cost of corn will be felt throughout the food chain and on the table in your home, or must be absorbed by the restaurant you choose to visit. In fact, this study shows that the RFS mandate will cost the average chain restaurant up to $18,000 per year per restaurant. This $18,000 tax is caused by the federal government picking winners and the ethanol industry and losers, restaurants, livestock producers, and consumers. The federal government's promotion of the RFS means that this $18,000 cannot be used by restaurants to hire new employees or do upgrades to their facilities. What many may not know is that many chain restaurants are franchisees. These franchisees are small businesses, and these added costs are not easily absorbed. What is clear today is that this is no longer just a debate about fuel or food. It is also a debate about fuel or jobs, fuel or employment, fuel or family-owned businesses, like you have heard from here today. This mandate is having wide-reaching and negative impacts on a broad swath of industries. I have long been a critic of the renewable fuel standard. Today's release just further underscores why this is bad policy and why Congress must act to fix this broken policy. I have introduced H.R. 3098, the Renewable Fuels Elimination Act, which the National Chain Restaurant Association has strongly supported, and I hope that my colleagues in the Congress will see this report as further justification that we must act to provide relief from the RFS. I would like to thank the chain restaurants and the franchisee owners who have been working hard to educate other members of Congress about how this policy is hurting your bottom line. The education that you are doing is going to be a key to reversing this policy. You may be assured that I will be your ally as we work to overturn this policy. I'm a strong supporter of renewable fuels when they compete fairly in the marketplace, but the current policy is unfair and is causing unintended and negative consequences for American consumers, livestock farmers, food processors, and restaurants. Congress created this artificial market that is distorting the food and feed market, and we must provide relief from its unintended consequences. Again, I thank you all for attending this important briefing and your support to reverse this bad policy.
Thank you, Congressman.